Yes. Could I explain the beach displacement idea behind I'm Tweaked Attack of the 20-Pound Pizza, which I did a solo album about 3.5 years ago, or 4 years ago, whatever. And the first track on the record is called I'm Tweaked / Attack of the 20-Pound Pizza. And the reason we called it that is because, how are you going to think of titles for these tunes? I mean, like, I just started writing. I didn't really write. I didn't think, large tree, and then start thinking of a large tree and kind of turn, like, go at the piano, and I, which that could happen, but I kind of had to think of titles later, and I thought, what am I going to call this? You know, what could I possibly call this? So, I called it that because myself and a recording engineer that I've been working with, we were working so hard, so many hours on a pre-production at my house. We just, he looked at me once and said, I'm tweaked, dude. And we bought this pizza from a place in the San Fernando Valley called Joe Peeps. And this place, and their whole thing is they tell you that, our pizzas are like 6.5 pounds or 7 pounds. They're really like humongous pizzas. They're outrageously heavy. So we bought one, and we ate like maybe 1.5 slices a piece, and we forget it. Put it in the fridge, and my studio is at my house, so we come out of the room every once in a while, go into the fridge to get something to drink, and each time I'd open it up, that thing would slide out like a slab and just go, like hit me. I'm not joking. No matter how much I tried to wedge it in there, as soon as I opened the door, it would somehow have found its way to like position itself against the inside of the door so that when I opened the refrigerator door, this thing just jumped on me, man. It was like, and I said, okay, I'm Attack of the 20-Pound Pizza. So what happened is I had this loop that was a James Brown loop. It was popular at that time. It was like on a lot of dance tunes. Had a couple of screams in it. And I put it in a high sampler that I was using. And I had it on a couple different keys, and I was triggering it. And when I chopped it off, it kind of was like, it didn't finish the 4/4 bar. So I thought, this is kind of funny. This is something that Zappa would do. You know, he would say, oh, that's, I'd like to see people dance to this. Suddenly it's like an 11, how are you going to do that? So finally, it was just the whole thing was a gag. So I had like all this gear. I had an MPC 60. And I put this beat in the MPC 60. So what I did was I chopped up the loop. And I chopped it up so that it became an 8-bar phrase. And that I chopped it up, I would take a 16th note off every other whatever. I just kind of made up stuff. Okay, and now I'm going to take it off. Now I'll do another one. This sounds pretty good. Now I'll do this. So I had like these different, kinds that I chopped it up. And then what I did was, like the first phrase might be 1/4/4. Let's see. Yeah, like 21. So, like what I did was I tried to define where I chopped the 16th note off with just very simple kick and snare so that like after you chop one 16th note off, you'd hear a downbeat. And then another backbeat, the first available backbeat, and long enough that your brain would think it was a new one. You following me? But it really wasn't. But because it was so simple, just going, boom, 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 you have to go there because it's so strong. Because it's so simple, you got to go there. There's no way you could skate around it because it's just taking you and saying, here's where it is. So people were saying, let's see, how did you do this? You had a bar 21 and then you had a bar 3/8. Not really. It's all in 4/4. It's just like, I just chopped up these, and they are kind of like that, but not really. So after the end of 8 bars, it resolves. So, and it's real simple. I can't remember exactly how I chopped it up, but it was something like. Like that. fact, I think that was it. So you could see that after eight bars, it just, that's it. It just kind of gets tweaked about five times or something. And that's the idea behind it. So that it just sounds like a bunch of bars that are chopped up. Like the record is skipping. And we even had a working title, something like record skipping or something. Because it sounded like that. I thought it was funny that people would like, because I wanted it to, it was just a joke. People would think, because it, you know, the groove starts again and it's so, here's this new downbeat that's so strong that people would think there was something wrong with their record machine, but it's a CD, they don't really skip. I guess they do, don't they? They kind of skip, but not, you know, not like, not like the other ones, you know? The records do. They kind of, some do. I think, yeah, they get stuck. They do really weird stuff. CDs, they go like, there's a record. It's like, it's like, you know, I kind of dug, and then you hear, wow, that's happening. You know, I miss vinyl noise.